the woman they could not silence. One woman, her incredible fight for freedom, and the men who tried to make her disappear. Written and read by Kate Moore. It was the last day, but she didn't know it. In truth, we never do, not until it is too late. She woke in a handsome maple bed, body covered by a snow-white counterpane. As her senses resurfaced after a restless night's sleep, Elizabeth Packard's brown eyes blearily mapped the landmarks of her room: embroidered ottoman, mahogany bureau, and smart green shutters that, for some reason, were failing to let in any light. Ordinarily, her husband of 21 years, Theophilus, a preacher, would have been snoring next to her, his gravity-defying curly red hair and impromptu pillow beneath his head. But a few long weeks before, he'd abandoned their marital bed. He thought it best, or so he said, to sleep alone these days. Instead, her senses were filled by the precious proximity of her slumbering 6-year-old son. Unconsciously, Elizabeth reached out for 10-year-old Libby and baby Arthur too, the other two of her 6 children who'd taken to sleeping beside her, before remembering only George was there. The others were both away from home in what she hoped was coincidence. Elizabeth drank in the sight of her sleeping child. She could not help but smile at her mother boy. George was at that adorable age where he had an all-absorbing love for his mother. He was a restless child, for whom the hardest work in the world was sitting still, so it made a change to see him so at peace. His dark hair lay wild against his pillow, pink lips pursing with a child's innocent dreams. He and her 5 other children, Arthur, Libby, Samuel, Isaac, and Theophilus III, who ranged in age from 18 months to 18 years, were truly the sun, moon, and stars to Elizabeth, priceless jewels, her train of stars. She spent her days making their world as wondrous as she could, whether enjoying bath times in the bake pan or gathering her children about her to tell them tales of her Massachusetts childhood. To see their happy faces and laughing eyes offered such blessed light. It was particularly welcome in a world that was becoming, by the day, increasingly black. Such melancholy thoughts were uncharacteristic for Elizabeth. In normal times, the 43-year-old was always rejoicing. But the splits that were even now threatening her country, with some forecasting an all-out civil war, were mirrored in her small domestic sphere within her neat 2-story home. Over the past 4 months, she and her husband had retreated behind those enemy lines, prompting much anxious foreboding from Elizabeth. Last night, that ominous sense of foreboding had plagued her until she could not sleep. Around midnight, she'd given up and crept out of bed. She wanted to know what Theophilus was planning. She decided to find out.